What is going on? So last year, I don't know if you remember this, I did a video on Aaron Belk, this guy who was hearing these bizarre booming sounds all over Idaho. A lot of people thought it was fake, others heard the same thing.
We are not supposed to talk about the booms.
Evidently, there's a lot more booms going around than I first realized. I thought it was just here local to Rigby, Idaho, but it's not.
After that, on January 14th, Derek Debbie did a video on these mysterious vibrations that he started hearing and feeling underneath his farm in Kentucky.
I have no idea what's going on, but listen to this. There's something under the ground.
Then after that, he rented a bulldozer and he's right now still trying to find out where these mysterious vibrations are coming from. At the time, I thought it could be fake and maybe he's just trying to get some attention. But then I started digging around and I found a bunch of other videos of people actually hearing and feeling the same thing all over the US.
I don't know if I'm being skipped or something, but I feel pounding under my feet.
Now this is where things get wild. On January 16th, other farmers in the countryside all over the US start recording videos like this.
So on that last video, I didn't really show it, but I put my hand on those and stopped it. I stopped the vibration. It actually took about 20 seconds. It felt through the pipes as if though there was a dozer or something driving by, and there is none of that. I'm here by myself.
We were driving past this, right by this barn down here. Look at this freaking thing, dude. Why is it shaking?
Weird, isn't it? I mean, of course, there's a reasonable explanation for it, and I'm going to try to find out. But it's not just one or two. It's a bunch of people feeling and hearing the same thing basically on the same month. So what's going on here? While researching the topic, I found out that this may actually have some bizarre connection to certain events that happened that same week on January 16th.
What is that?
Is it all just a coincidence, or maybe not? I also came across a research from a woman who suggests that this might actually have something to do, the vibrations that are coming from the ground might actually have something to do with underground tunnels and farmland that is being bought by the Chinese all over the US. So I tracked one of the first videos of these mysterious vibrations underground, and it starts with Trippy Tuck. I guess this is in New York. We're going to be taking notes. This was in August 2024. This is his first video.
Schizophrenic or something.
But I feel pounding under my feet. And listen,
I can feel the vibrations in my feet. It's coming from under the grass.
Seems like his dog also noticed it.
It just stopped.
That's weird. So this is his second video.
All right, guys. So I took that video last night and it's been blowing up. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't expect for it to get that much traction, but everybody's saying like, yo, dig it up. It could be somebody buried or like it's Jumanji. So I'm gonna dig this whole thing up. And I'm going to see if there's a Jumanji box or, like, see if I find a secret tunnel under here or anything. Because I keep hearing the knocking, like, every night. And then it stops. Like, as soon as I pull up and I record, it stops.
Yeah, that's weird.
I find sus.
So yeah.
I'm going to be digging up this entire spot. And what's weird is that it comes from here. And this is the only spot without grass, right? So, guys, I'm a little bit sus.
Yeah, that's really weird. Tunnel. So, he actually starts digging around and he doesn't find much.
This sounds like when I tap the shovel. That's what the knocking sounds like, bro. Listen to this. It's hard. Hold on. Yo. Did y'all hear that? Hold on. Yo. Hello?
So basically, he continues on doing videos like this. He goes on and he does a Q&A also.
I was just on IG Live for 2 hours digging.
He dug around and he found, basically, he didn't find anything, but he continued on hearing these bizarre sounds. So let's take notes of this, because we're going to be taking a look if this has anything to do with farmland that's being bought by the Chinese very close to military bases. So, New York. So in December, a couple months after, we have Aaron Belk posting these videos of these mysterious booming sounds in Idaho. I'm not going to play these videos once again because I've done a series on this before, so if you want to, you can check that out. What's really weird about his videos is that he uploaded this one where he seemed like he's being silenced on the topic.
Explaining the booms.
It's come to my attention that the videos I made about the mysterious boom sounds may have caused some unexpected concerns and consequences. I'm making this video to set the record straight, clear up any rumors and misinformation. I was recently...
So he goes on to explain how he was contacted by experts or certain researchers, and he talks about how the booms are common, which they actually aren't. And this is what I'm talking about. So these booms are actually known as skyquakes. Skyquakes are loud and unexplained sounds that seem to come from the sky. They can sound like thunder, sonic booms, explosions, or cannon fire. The first official reports of these skyquakes happened in New York City and in the UK back in the 1800s. They were called the Seneca Guns. And if we take a look into this and if we dig deeper, this is exactly when the underground tunnel systems began being built in the 1800s in the UK and in New York City. However, there's no official relation between the Seneca Gun booming sounds and these underground tunnels, which leads us to think that if this is related to underground construction, there's some sort of secrecy around it. So back to Aaron Belk, he himself was not able to catch the booming sounds on camera, but the Copeland's Farm account was.
I finally caught some of the Idaho boom sounds on camera last night.
I think I finally got it. I've been sitting out here all night trying to capture it. I think I finally got it. That one was more of a rumble. I think I had to have been carrying from quite a ways away.
Once again, I'm still not too sure how far away. They sound super far away, so I don't know how loud they are right up next to
me. In Idaho, so let's take notes of that. So on January 14th, 1 month after, we have Derek Debby uploading these videos of these mysterious vibrations coming from under his farm. This is in Kentucky, if I'm not mistaken. This is his first video.
Listen to this. Something under the ground, and it sounds like it's about to bust out. Holy crap. It's over here in the field.
On January 14th, that same day, he goes on to upload this second video of the same sound.
I've never heard nothing like it.
Yeah, it really sounds like there's something going on down there. At this point, there were loads of comments stating that this is possibly a gas line leak or possibly someone building a tunnel. And there's also some people who think that he's faking it because in his previous videos, he's already using one of these machines to dig around his farm. So some people think that he works with pipelines and that he's causing the sounds himself to go viral. But then there's one specific comment that caught my attention. It says, just saw another video of a farm with a similar sound. Their gate was shaking. Now, this is basically on the same date, some other farmer experiencing something similar. So this can't be a coincidence. Look at that. It's like it's vibrating at the same rate as Derek's video, which is kind of odd. So Baja Ranch Western Wear uploaded this video on January 14th, the same date that Derek caught the same vibration under his farm. She says, "I need answers. It's 29 degrees, 10 mile per hour winds. Why is the panel shaking?" Well, someone says, "It's a physics topic. The conditions are just right and the wind is matching the natural frequency of the gate." Now here's one interesting comment. "I have been saying this for weeks. I keep feeling small shakes, tremors multiple times a day." Another one says, "My house is vibrating right now. My family says I'm crazy, but I swear I feel it. This was on January 15th. So let's take notes of this. So we got Kentucky. This is Derek. Kansas. And then on January 16th, this guy over here uploads a similar video on his farm.
So on that last video, I didn't really show it, but I put my hand on those and stopped it. I stopped the vibration. It actually took about 20 seconds. It felt through the pipes as if though there was a dozer or something driving by, and there is none of that. I'm here by myself. And after letting go of it, after a few minutes, it started up on its own again. And you can tell it's not really windy, and there's a slight breeze.
So we got three events where the ground is apparently vibrating in January 14th and 16th. This is too close to one another. This can't be a coincidence. Let's take notes of this one. This last one was apparently in Denver, Colorado. So there's also this video coming in from Pair of Spades. However, this was in 2020, but it is very similar to these other videos. Let's take a look at it.
We were driving past it, right by this barn down here. Look at this freaking thing, dude. Why is it shaking? Look at it. It's not windy. Nothing else is shaking. You can't see this one shaking very much, but it is shaking. I'm like scared to touch it. I feel like it's freaking electric. It doesn't seem like it's shaking that fast, but in real life, it's shaking so fast. What the hell is going on? So anyways, seems like we should call someone. This is really freaky.
Yeah, it is kind of freaky. However, when she says it's not windy, I can hear loads of wind. I think you can hear this also in the video. There's lots of wind, actually. But I'm not too sure if the wind can actually cause this. Let's take a look at this. I'm really curious. Okay, so we have natural causes, man-made causes, and paranormal or unexplained possibilities. So in this video from 2020, I really think it has to do with wind vibrations because you can actually hear there's a lot of wind in the video.
You can't see this one shaking very much, but it is shaking.
But in these other videos that we just saw, I'm not sure that this is the case. So as I understand, this is in Texas. So let's just take notes for the sake of it. Texas. So there's a bunch of theories to why this may actually be happening. Is it secret underground tunnels? Or cities? Seismic activity? Skyquakes? China buying farmland in the US close to military sites? Kind of shady, isn't it? Well, there's a bunch of explanations. We're going to be taking a look at some of them. And there's also this video that Derek posted 4 days ago.
Here we go again. I found it. You know, it feels like it's right here, like maybe a foot underground. But if I go to dig it, you won't see nothing.
It seems that Derek isn't the only person that's trying to dig this thing and can't find anything. It's as if whatever this thing is, it's way deeper than it sounds. So there's this comment over here that caught my attention. What distracts us from looking down? Well, looking up. And I remember that on January 17th, there were a bunch of events in the sky that caught a lot of people's attention.
What the f*** is that?
On January 16th, SpaceX's Starship test flight ends in failure after spacecraft is destroyed. So this was something that caught a lot of people's attention. And since the beginning of January, we have had so many aircrafts being destroyed for mysterious reasons. For instance, in this case, Musk's company said that the spacecraft's six engines appeared to shut down one by one, with contact lost just 8 minutes 30 seconds into the flight. This is not the sort of thing that happens every day or every year. Now, even if there is or not a direct relation between these aircrafts that are falling down one after the other since January and these underground vibrations, all eyes right now are in the sky. No one is paying attention to these underground vibrations that started happening in December. So I myself, I don't think there is a direct relation. I think there's another reason. It's either just a coincidence, things just happen, or it's shady. But even though, it's weird. So on January 20th, Glamham uploaded this video about the booms and about the underground vibrations.
It's Glamham, so you know the booms.
We're not supposed to talk about the booms.
And the strange metal railings rattling. This is, of course, pure entertainment and speculation. But while TikTok is on the chopping block because what you might want to look at is if you hear those booms or your railings are shaking, why don't you have a look and see if you're anywhere near one of the 19 military bases that are listed here. And that is not because I think it's United States military activity.
China, or let's just say Chanel. Chanel has been allowed to buy farmland near 19 military bases.
That is enough to surveil all of their radio communications. And theoretically, you could tunnel underneath the ground and really compromise 19 U.S. military bases. Obvious.
What?
Joke. How ridiculous would this be, except that it's true. China bought loads of farmland next to 19 United States military bases. I'll see you in the comments.
What? So this is one heck of a theory. Let's take a look at this. Yeah, not good. So this is the map she was showing. So I guess this map is kind of important. Let's take a look here. Let's overlay this map with this one over here. Let's see. Let's take a look at our list just to check if there's any relation or if this is a coincidence. So we got nothing in New York for now. So Idaho, let's take a look at this. So Idaho, there we go. Seems we have something there in Utah. We got Kentucky, let's take a look at this. So we got Kentucky over here. Yep, we got a few of them in Kentucky. Kansas. So we got Kansas over there. Yep, we got one in the middle of Kansas. Denver, Colorado. We got one in Colorado, indeed. We got one in Texas. Texas is full of them, okay. So, yeah. Oh my. So I guess that, yeah, it could have some sort of relation between these underground vibrations and farmland being bought by China. But the question here is, underground construction? For what reason? And if not underground constructions, what type of technology is being used that could explain these vibrations? Now let's take a look at some other theories. Now this other account made a very interesting suggestion why the vibrating is happening.
You guys seeing the videos of people's fences shaking? Just shaking? The ground is vibrating. The ground is vibrating. You guys get it, right? Go watch my videos, okay? It literally is happening. Aliens are not gonna account for the ground shaking. People's fences are vibrating. Go check out the videos.
Well, I did check his videos out and I didn't get nothing from it when it comes to the vibration. But in the comment section, there's a lot of people talking about the possible pole shift that's about to happen. If you take a look at that, it's something that's being talked about a lot in the past few weeks.
What will happen when the Earth's poles flip? The Earth has a massive magnetic field generated by a rotating molten iron core, and it protects us from the sun and space, which is why we still have an atmosphere, and Mars, not so much. Like a magnet, the Earth has a north and south pole, and because of the fluid rotation of the outer core, the poles shift about every 300,000 years. The last time this geomagnetic reversal happened was about 780,000 years ago, meaning that as an average, we're about 480,000 years overdue.
Interesting. So there is some sort of connection between the magnetic pole shifts and underground vibrations. So if underground vibrations from tectonic activity are linked to magnetic fluctuations, it could contribute to strange phenomena like shaking metal railings. Wait a minute.
Weakening. In the past 3,000 years, our planet's magnetic field has lost about 30% of its strength, and it's still dropping. But here's what most people don't know. This might be just the beginning of something much bigger.
Okay, so wait. Look at this. It explains a weird dream this morning. Schumann's resonance was vibrating. So we got some spikes here on January 26th. Let's take a look if we had anything happening on January 14th and 16th. Yep, we had some spikes on January 17th. And some huge spikes on January 6th. So for now, we have a couple of options. Either these underground vibrations are just a coincidence, and they could be, or they have something to do with a magnetic anomaly, such as a pole shift that can possibly happen, no one knows, and a very bizarre theory, but a very interesting one, the farmland that is being bought by China, and possibly mysterious underground constructions. Let me know what you think in the comments. Smash that like button, smash that subscribe button with the notifications on. If I find anything else on this, I'll let you guys know, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.